Okay, there we go. Welcome, everybody. And we say farewell to Rella, who's not working here anymore, but who faithfully served this year for 4 years, turning on and off Rella Morris.
She's not here anymore?
No, she moved on. She's going to school.
Because you always send me every time you're here, and you're not here, and I can't.
So now you'll hear from me, Emet Hashem. So we'll... We hope we do all the technical things that
really,
she did
she
so well
very
for.
Efficient, very
very good.
Efficient.
Okay,
Rifu Shleim Victoria Bas
Zadeh,
Z-A-H-D. Zadeh and Ms. Fosberg, in front of me.
Yehuda
Ben.
Yehuda Ben Hadassah Idol.
Hadassah Idol. Yehuda Ari Ben Hadassah Idol.
I didn't go and out. I stayed in the elevator. It's a different
they
floor.
All have Rifu Shleima, all the Torah and the Schusim of our learning in Mirsum should be for them Rifu Shleima. Okay, Parshas Kiseitse. So it's one of the many parshas, has many components to it. So we start out, of course, with the story of the Eishes Yifas Toar. And the Chazal tell us that it's followed by the very sad story of the Ben Sora Mora.
But they say it never happened.
That's one sheet in the Gemara. There's another sheet that says it happened, and the person who says that says he sat at his grave. So there's different sheets about whether it happened or not. We'll discuss that. But why? So it says if the person marries the Yifas Toar, unfortunately they will have the Ben Sora Mora. So I'd like to talk about the Ben Sora Mora. I saw a beautiful thing in this sefer called Chikrei Lev. And he asks one of the famous questions, and he gives an unusual answer. And the question we'll see in a moment. So what do we learn in the Torah? Go to page 552, Pasuk Yud Ches. And let's learn the Ben Sora Mora story. Yeah, li'ish Ben Sora Mora. When a person will have a Ben Sora Mora, einenu shomei b'kol avi b'kol imai. And he does not listen to the voice of his parents. You remember we've spoken many times, we don't have time today to talk about it, but what the concept of the word koil is. It doesn't say inena shamea li aviv imo, or it just says bekol aviv or bekol imo. And we explain that kol represents the inner aspect of a person, it's the inner voice of a person. And the father and mother have different inner voices. The kol av and the kol im are not the same. The same way we say kol sasim, the kol simcha, kol chasim, the kol kala. Each time we use the word kol again, or as it says in Bereishis, kol demei achicha tzayakin lecha min adam, alai min adama. That the voice, it doesn't say demei achicha, the blood, but the kol demei achicha, because the word kol represents that inner voice. And therefore he doesn't listen to it. So it's not just he doesn't listen to the parents and the words they say, but he doesn't listen to their inner longing for him and the way they want him to go in the Derech HaYosh in the proper way, and unfortunately he doesn't listen. And he goes in his own way and not in a good way. And unfortunately in our door we know there's many like this, and it's a terrible tragedy for every single family. The Yisrael Yisrael, Yishma Aleim, and they try and correct him, he doesn't listen. The Safsa Ba'aviv Imos, his father and his mother, take him, Vaitziyai Sel, Zikne Iro, Velshar Mekomo. Va'amro, Zikne Iro, Benenu Zasor Mora, Enena Shomei, Bekoleno Zoel Vesove. He's a Zoel Vesove, he's doing all sorts of things, he's eating meat, drinking wine. Uragumu Kalanchi Iro, and it's shocking. The Torah tells us they take him, Uragumu Kalanchi Iro, Va'avonu Vameis, they stone him. So it sounds like it's a terrible, terrible einish on something that seems to be, you know, relatively minor. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't. It all says he's zalvasayve. So what does that mean? What is it? What happened here? So Rashi says it's not an einish. It's actually the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing him a favor. Says Rashi. If you take a look in the Rashi on Ben Sora Mora, V'yitzra Oso, in Pasuk Yud Ches, Masrim Bo, they give Bifnei Shloisha, U'malkan Oisai, they give Masra, and they give Malkas. Ben Sora Mora, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyignoi, what does he have to do? He has to actually do things. He has to steal V'yoichol Tartim Rebosar, and he eats a certain amount of Bosar, V'yishta Chati Log Yain, he drinks a certain amount of wine, Shenemer Zol V'soyvei. V'nemer alti soyve yain b'zoyle baser lamay a pasuk in Mishlei. Okay, and then it says Ben Sora Mora nerek al shem sofo. He really didn't do anything wrong, says Rashi, at this point that he should be mechuyev to be put to death. But he gia tyra l'saif daitai. The tyra understood, the tyra looked deep into his psyche. And they said, saif shemachal mamen avim vakish limudai, vein amaitse. Well, Aymed, he's going to try and take from his father, and it's not going to work, and he's going to go, Parshas Drachim, Amalas and Abrius. Amrit Torah, the Torah says, we're going to do this Ben Saramar a favor. The Torah says, I understand what the end of this person's going to be. It's not going to be good. So what am I going to do? Says the Torah, Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. Hashem said, I'm going to do chesed with him. Better he should die now as somebody who's pure of sin, who hasn't done anything wrong, than he should die later after he's done terrible things. Where do we find such a thing in the Torah elsewhere? You remember, amongst the people who lived in the days of yore was Chanoich. And it says, and by Chanoich, the Pasuk says, Ki lokach ha'isolukim. Ve'inenu, he's not there, ki lokach ha'isolukim. By all the others, it says they died. And by Chanoich, it says, Ve'inenu ki lokach ha'isolukim. He's not there because Hashem took him. What does it mean, Hashem took him? What does it mean, took him? Also, he died at a much younger age. He was only, I know it sounds to us pretty old, but he was only in his 300s, you know? They were living to 800-900 years, and he was a young man.
Shelah
was 930. 930, right, exactly. So he was only in his... So what's Kilog also came? So Rashi explains to us that Hashem did him a favor, because he saw that he's going to be influenced by the Rishoyim of the generation, and he'll go off the derech, he'll go to the Tarvis Ra. So better Hashem, he should die young at 360s, than he should live a long time and go bad. So the same thing, it's really a chesed that we're doing, that we're keeping, that Hashem says, Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaZchayev.
Yeah, but didn't happen so, with the king, but what was it,
Menashe? Yeah.
Bad, they can kill him off, he said, we have to get married, even though I'm going to have a kid, that's not good.
Chizkiyahu, the story with Chizkiyahu said, even if you're going to have a son, but that's up to the person. Here we're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam doing. Ein Hanami, the person's not allowed, because he said, Bahade Kashid Rachman Lamalach, why are you going to the secrets of Hashem? Here Hashem is the one telling us to do it. So Hashem is doing it. So there it's, you can't do it, Hashem can do it. So the Beforshim asked the famous Kasha. Famous kasha is, so what are we just paskin? We just paskin that the tyrant tells us we can kill somebody today, whether it ever happened or not, as Ms. Slamut said, it could be, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, it could be it never happened, but it's teaching us important lessons of how the behavior, and it's something that you can show a child and say, listen, you know, this is the way the tyrant looks at this very seriously, whatever it is. But lechar, we have a kasha. It says there's a story, if you look back in Parshas Vayera, so there was a woman by the name of Hagar. And Sarah, when she couldn't have children, brought Hagar into her house. And Avram had a child with Hagar by the name of Ishmael. So the Torah tells us, you take a look back in Parshas Vayera, page 55, the bottom pasuk, that what happened, Sarah saw that this boy was not going to be a good chavrusa for her son Yitzchak. Therefore, she threw her out. So when she threw her out, it says that the boy had a fever. And Hashem made a nace for him. And the nace was that water appeared and he was saved. So the pasuk says, Vayishmel Lekim is kol hanar. We all read this in the haunting melody on the Yom HaRoyim. The Yishmael Akim is called Anar, but Yikra Malach Elakim El Hagar, and the Malachim calls out to Hagar Min HaShemayim, Vayyamr La Malach Hagar, Al Tiri Kishama Elakim El Kol Hanar. Hashem has listened to the Kol Hanar and says these enigmatic words, Basher Husham. Basher Husham, where he is now. So Rashi tells us, what does it mean by Sher Hashem where he is now, that he's there? Fi ma'isim shi oisa achshav, who need him. V'lo lefi ma'ashu asid lasais. He's judged by what he does now, not by what he's going to do in the future. Lefi shayim malach ha'ashorot mekatrigim v'ayim, because the malach ha'ashorot were very upset. Why are you saving Yishmael? Ribbono Shel Olam. Mish asid zar lohamis b'nech b'tzomei. Atamal ober. Because what was going to happen when the Yidden were going to come out from the Gullus after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Ishmaelim would come to greet them, and the Jews will say, oh, water, water. And they'll come to the with these big knives of water, with barrels of water, and they'll say, oh, here, take a drink. And instead, there'll be no water in it, and there'd be air, and the Jews sucked it up, thinking it's water, and they ended up destroying their insides, and they died. So it said, Mishas et Zar Lahamis Banecha, his children, these Bnei Yishmael, in the future, are going to destroy your children. But some with thirst, Atamala lo bear, you're giving him a bear, you're giving him a spring. U'meshivam, and the Rebbeinu Shlom's answers, Ach Shemahu, to the Malachi Asharis. He said, and what are they? What is he today? Tzadik Arasha, says the Rebbeinu Shlom. Is he a Tzadik Arasha? Amr Loi Tzadik. Amlem, if you myself shall achshav ani done, I judge by what the person is today. Zeo basher husham. So it doesn't matter if some point in the future the Enoch are going to do bad to Klal Yisrael. Right now, he's a good guy. He's a good person. How does it work with Bechira? On who? Which?
On anybody.
No, where's the Bechira issue?
Yeah, that a person has free will. And you're saying it's predestined for him not to be an evil person.
No, it doesn't mean it's not free will. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzapa. The same, in other words, the same way that, I mean, let me say the kash and then we'll get to it. Okay, so the question is like this. Everyone should see the question. It's obvious now. By the Ben Sora Mora, what did we say? Hashem says, oh, I can see in the future this person's going to be bad. I'm doing him a favor. Right now we're going to take him out. And he's going to die, and therefore Yom Zakev and Yom Schayev. By Yishmael, who we saw, the Malachi Asharis themselves came and said, look, in the future, look what he's going to do, is Enoch going to do. And of course, when we say, we don't just say it's Enoch, it's Yishmael's within them. So Hashem says that we're not going to. So Amar Reb Yitzchak, Ein Donim Es Adam Elefi Maisa Shal Oysa Shah. Shenemer, Kisham Lekim El Kol Hanar Basher Usham. The Gemara says, Beferish, that the reason is Basher Usham. So do we judge? The very good question. Do we do like by Yishmael, where Hashem says, listen, now he's a tzaddik, I in the future? No. I don't mix in. Right now he's a tzaddik, I judge by now. Or do we say like the Ben Sar Mar? It seems to be a contradiction between the two, and this is something that all the Meforshim weigh in on. So how do we understand it? So the Mizrahi, one of the Gedolim Meforshim Rashi, gives a teretz. He says like this, The time of the Dino HaChomer, what's the reason? Mishum Shiras Atarim Ayal B'Soifah. What he saw in the Soifah. So he says, Shani Hosam Bishmael Shadayin Lo Hiskel Ba'is Aver. Says the Mizrahi, the difference is whether you started the Aver or not. And that's why Rashi by Ben Sar Mora says he had to start doing Averas. You see, he already started stealing, he started drinking, he's already eating meat, he's doing this, he's doing that. So that's the difference. Says the Mizrahi, that's the difference. Here he didn't do anything. Yishmael didn't do anything, and there he did something. So that's the first teretz that we have. I'm going to say three teretz. That's the first teretz. Try history, shasa shal asid. He began in the beginning. The Maral is not happy with that teretz, because if you look at what Reb Yitzchak said in that memra that we said from the Gemara, we said from Reb Yitzchak just said that he didn't, Ram Reb Yitzchak, Ain't done it, Adam Lefi Maisa shall also show. You judge by his actions of now. He doesn't say anything whether he started or he didn't start. So the Maral wants to say a different teretz. The Maral says that the difference is, let me read you the Maral. Reb Yitzchak Diber al HaMisrachish BeBezin Shalmala. There's a difference between the Bezin Shalmala and the Bezin Shalmata, says the Maral. Shon Donin Tomin Lefi Matzava HaNoichach Shal Adam. In the Bezin Shalmala, they look at where you are today. They don't worry about the future. In the Bezin Shalmata, that's where you can worry about the future. So the Bezin Shalmata is more machmir than the Bezin Shalmala. The Bezin Shalmala, which is by Yishmael, the Rebbeinu Shalom, so he's okay today, I don't worry about the future. Bezin Shalmata is just the opposite. So the question that everybody has on the morale is that l'chor, the evidence says the Marsha seems to be not like that. Because when does a person become a bar einshim in the Bezin Shalmata? At what age? What age do we start? 13, or for girl 12, right? And what age do you become chayv in the Bezin Shalmala?
20.
So lechayr, it would seem that which is more chomer? So the Bezin Shalmata is more chomer. It would seem that the Bezin Shalmata is more chomer than the Bezin Shalmala. So he says,
female,
what?
There's no difference in Malach 20 for both male and female. You have 12 and 13.
Oh, okay, very good. So the answer is that, it, and I think, well, Shaduch may or may not bear this out, but the reason is that they say that the maturity of a girl is comes faster than the maturity of a boy.
Right,
and a 12-year-old girl is more, is the same maturity.
And girls are more mature.
More, right, so therefore they start early.
That's why you're
at 20, the boy catches up.
Boy,
right, at 20, they, yeah, 20 they catch up, and the 20 they consider that they're both on the same level. But he says, L'chaira, we wanted to say that the Bezin Shalmala, according to morale, only punishes according to the way people are today, and they don't go by the future. So he says, he asks a good kasha on that. It says that the Moshe Rabbeinu came through Bunshan with a complaint in Mitzrayim. He says, how do you allow Paro to put little babies into the wall? How do you allow Paro to do that? How do you allow him to kill little babies? So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm doing a favor to Klal Yisrael. So he says, because I'm taking the kaitzim, I'm taking out the thorns. Kaitzim hei mechalim. I'm taking out the thorns because you're going to see these are the people going to cause terrible trouble for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu begged, please, I can't understand such a thing. So Hashem said, okay, I'm going to keep one of them alive for you. And that turned out to be Micha, the Pesel Micha. Came out to be the one who brought Avodah Zarah or whatever Pesel Micha is with him. So he says, you see, the Beis Din Shalmala also goes Al Shem Ha'asid. So the morale also is a little bit problematic, being saying that the Beis Din Shalmala doesn't worry about it, and the Beis Din Shalmala, you know, is more chomer. We see that the Beis Din Shalmala also punishes Al Shem Ha'asid. So how do we understand it? So he wants to explain something very nice. He wants to say what the Malachi Asharis were complaining to Ribbono Shel Olam is not that he saved Yishmael. How could you save Yishmael? His kids are going to be Rishayim. It's the way in which he saved Yishmael that the Malachi Asharis became upset about. How do we know? What does he mean? So there's a famous story. We all know the story. Won't go into the whole story. The story says like this. The Gemara says, in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan. There was a story, there's a man by the name of Nechunya. And Nechunya used to go and dig wells so that when the Oile Drachim, the people would come from all over Israel to the Aliyah L'Regel, right? And if anyone's ever been, anybody here ever been Chol Hamoed in Eretz Yisrael? I've seen pictures. Okay, not me neither. But it looks magnificent. I mean, you see people just, it's like all these people are coming and they need a lot of water, right? And they have plumbing. So he used to dig ditches. So there was a story that they came to Chanina ben Daisa one day and they say, Nechunya's daughter just fell into the well. All right, what should we do? So he says, don't worry. Don't worry, you'll be okay, right? Don't call 911. It'll be okay. So they come back to him an hour later. They say, she's still there. Don't worry. Three times it happens. Finally, she comes out of the well. And they say, he says, an old man with a white beard came and he led me up to the top. So they went back to Reb Chanina ben Daisa and they were mamish, they were amazed. They said, also, Amr Loi, they said, Navi Ata. Whoa, you must be a Navi. How did you know? You know, a girl falls down a well, right? It's the odds of her surviving. The fall is not too great. The being all there that time. And now she comes out. How'd you know? Amr Loi, no Navi Anoichi, v'lo Ben Navi Anoichi. It's an expression. I'm not a Navi, I'm not a Ben Navi. I'm not the prophet, I'm not the son of a prophet. Ella Dover Shatzadik Misasik Ba Yukosha Bozaro. But I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals in the world Mida Keneged Mida. And I know that Hashem, everything he does is a Mida Keneged Mida when everything is perfectly aligned. When a person does an Aveira, the punishment fits the crime. When a person does a mitzvah, the reward fits the mitzvah. So if he went and he dug wells so that they should be able to have water to go into Yerushalayim, his daughter would not fall in the well. So he says, the chiddush is, he didn't say that she won't die. He didn't say his daughter's safe from dying. Nothing bad's ever going to happen to her. Anything could happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida Keneged Mida would not allow her to fall in the well and then die because of that fall in the well. That's what he said. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. Even if she had a gzar din on her that she's not going to live. But the way Hashem would carry out that gzar din, she won't fall into the bor mayim. She could fall in a different way. She could die in a different way. And the Gemara says, and one of his children died of thirst. One of his children died of thirst. Because why? Because you could see he wasn't such a tzaddik that none of his children would ever be hurt. This person. But what can happen is that they won't fall into the boar. This nechuni is his. They might die a different way. But to fall into the boar, they won't die. So he says the same thing here. But Isis Shah, Shiratz Hashem, Lahamzi Maim Lishmael. Hashem wanted to save Yishmael. How's he going to save Yishmael? There's lots of ways he can save Yishmael. The fever can break. He could all of a sudden feel better, right? What they were upset about is not that he was saved, Yishmael. What they're upset is that he was saved in a way that he shouldn't have been saved. Because if his Einiklach are not going to give water to the Klal Yisrael, he should not have been saved by getting water through a miracle. Hashem should have made a different miracle to save him, but it shouldn't have been a miracle to saving him in this way. He should have a nace, he could be saved. They're going to keep water from thirsty people. That's what bothered them so much. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, because that's in the future. Basher Ushon, Mita Kenegan Mita doesn't work like that. Mita Kenegan Mita works if you did something bad, you get a punishment for it. But just because in the future something's going to happen, that's not called Mita Kenegan Mita Dinim. It's like there's science, you know, if you've ever taken physics, right? So, you know, every action has a equal and opposite reaction, you know, gravity falls down, and, you know, gravity, all of these, there's laws in nature, right? Every so often we uproot the laws, but here it's tired. So there's a law. One of the laws is Hashem deals Mita Kenegan Mita. Hashem, that's the way Hashem deals with the world. But the way he's going to deal with the world is not going to be in a way that's going to be in the future, it's as now. So therefore we answer the kasha. The ben saramora, so he did things already. So therefore the mida kenegan mida is he's punished for it. But the Yishmael, since it's al shema asid, so that's how he answers that the life of him is sakana, but you should have saved him in a different way. That's how he says. The way I was thinking is like Nislamud said, I was thinking that maybe that the way to answer the kash is that since it, well, according to one sheet, at least the main sheet is that lo asid, lo hayiv lo nivra didn't happen. So really, it's a special thing to teach us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps a person, and sometimes what we think is a bad thing is a good thing. It's teaching us a tremendous lesson. It's teaching us a way of betachin in life. Because sometimes we look at something bad. You know, I always think, you know, I have issues with my eyes, and it makes it hard to drive at night and so on, v'chulu. And I thought to myself, maybe the reason I have this Ribbono, who knows, maybe if I had good eyes, I would have gone driving somewhere, and it wouldn't have been good. So the Ribbono helped me by making me something that seems to be not a good thing, but ultimately we don't know what it could save us from. So a person, breaks a leg, person falls down, something happens, and they see it as an unmitigated, you know, like just a terrible thing. But who knows what the Ribbono is saving us from. So Yom HaZakev, Yom HaChayev, better, maybe we were going to go do an Aver. So whatever it is, we always have to look and thank the Ribbono. That's what I think when it says that we give the thanks to Ribbono on the bad, just like we thank on the good. And so how do we thank on the bad? The answer is because maybe the bad that happened to us saved us from a bigger bad, from a worse bad. We don't know what else could have happened if this had not happened. So we say thank you, Hashem, on the bad, just like on the good, because ultimately, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking out for us, and it can be good as well.
Okay. What's the meat in the wine? Why can't you have meat and wine?
So, again, what it's telling us is that when it says the tyrant knows Al Shem Sof, it takes a look at a person who engages in certain types of behaviors and said he's steering on a course that is going to, in other words, if you take a look today, I'll give an example today, Nebuch, we've had a lot of people, Nebuch had drug overdoses and so on. If you see a kid doing drugs, you know it's not going to end well. Even though it might not happen for a year, 2 years, or three, maybe this one will be lucky, nothing will ever happen. So somebody who's going already becomes a drunkard, and he's going hanging out in bad places. You know he's going in the wrong derech. It's like when we say, you know, the derech, you know, we have the, on the derech, off the derech. If you have like the mashal that gives the train tracks, if you've ever seen the train tracks split, so they split, and the first minute they split, they're less than an inch apart. But in the end, they're going in opposite directions. So that's the Torah is saying we can see from the behavior of this. And remember, it's not just he's ein einish meba kalav kalima. He's not listening to his parents. He's drinking. He's a glutton. He's doing all these things. The Torah says we see from such a person that person is not going to end in a good way. That's what the Torah is telling us. Okay. Let's take a look now. Move on. Perchav beis paskalav. So we talk about losira. Let's look this in. We'll find it first. Okay. Chav beis paskalav.
Okay.
Perfect. We'll find out in a second. 553. Thank you. Okay. Okay, right at the beginning of the parak here. Lo sira shora chicho esayai nidachim. If you see the axe, vislam tamem hoshit tashim lo chich, you bring it back to your brother. Vim loy karva chiche lechav lo yadatai, or you don't know who he is. Until your brother comes from Vashay Vaisalom. That's what the pasuk tells us. There's even a story in the Gemara where a man lost a chicken, and I forgot which Tanis, you know, found the chicken, and the man came like a few years later and he handed back like 300 chickens, because by that time, you know, the chicken already had kinderlach and 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock, you know. So you have to do that. But what's the halacha if they never come? So I know there are people, I've read about tzaddikim, that they have in their family heirlooms of lost items that are lost for 100, you know, that they've some Elder Zeta found, and it kept giving it over, it's in the family, that someone's lost. Now obviously, you know, the odds of finding the owner is pretty slim. So what's the halacha? So Rav Galinsky talks about the halacha is that you keep it, it says, Achiyav Eliyahu. Till Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's going to paskin lo'asid lavai all of the shailas that we have, all of the questions that we have, the things that we don't know in halacha. It says harachamanu, usually say the benching is Eliyahu HaNavi zakur la'tayvi vaser lanu besoros tovus yeshuas v'nachamos. He's going to tell us, that's the pasuk of Malachi, he's going to tell us everything we need. In the Gemara, whenever there is a question and they cannot come to a resolution. Teku. So there's a special teku. What does teku mean? So he brings from the Birchei Yosef, says that it means Tishbi Yashuv Yataritz Kushis Vabayas. Tishbi is going to answer all of the questions. So that's how we know we ask Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's going to get us out of all these tight spots. So the question though that he asked, a very interesting question, that he went to the Panavizhurov. And you have to have a quick mind to even to think of this, and a quicker mind to answer it. And he said, I don't understand. Why do we call Teku? What do you mean Tishbi Yashav Kushis V'Bayis? Why was it called if you know Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu Tishbi, right? Why was it called Tishbi? Because it came from a city named Toshav. So that's okay, so he came from that city. So like what's the big deal? So why do we call Tishbi Yashav Kushis V'Bayis, the man of Tishbi? Why don't we say Eliyahu Yashav Kushis V'Bayis? We should say Eko, not Teko. We should say Eku. Eliyahu will answer. Why do we call him Tishbi? Says the Panavizhur Rav, and I'm sure this was Bederach Tzachus. He says when Eliyahu comes to answer all the kashas, where is he going to go? He's going to go to the yeshivas, because that's where they ask all these kashas. That's where you sit and learn the Gemara, and that's where you have all these things. And I can't tell you how many. I don't know if anybody ever counted how many Tekos there are on the Gemara. There's got to be thousands. I mean, literally thousands of tekus throughout the Gemara. So Eliyahu's going to be very busy when he comes back answering all these kashas. So he says the Panavizhur Rav to him, and the yeshiva, they always call people after the name of the city they came from. That's why they call him Panavizhur Rav, right? Right there, he called him the Panavizhur Rav. I don't even know what his name was. His name was Kahneman. But they call him Panavizhur Rav. He said, the Vilna Gaon. Give some examples. The Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim of Elazhin, Reb Chaim of Brisk. The Rogachover, right? The Stipler. Everybody's called that. He says his name is Reb Yaakov Kriniker from Krinik. I remember my father, Oliver Shalom, learned the Volozhin Takya. He told me he was called Reb David Semyatacher. He came from the city of Semyatach. I don't know if anybody else has such an experience with parents, but that's what he used to call him. So the Shaila is, why Tak is that? Why did they call them like that? Why did they call them by their name? They had last names. It wasn't, you know, 500 years ago, there were no last names. But they had last names. So why did they call them the name of the city? So I was thinking something we've said here a number of times in the shir about the Sevalka Rav. They once asked the Sevalka Rav that your Rosh Yeshiva in America for 50 years, in Yeshivas for Yitzchak Elchanan, why do you call yourself Sevalka Rav? Call yourself Rosh Yeshiva. What? Rabbi David Lipschitz. So he said, you know, when I was leaving Sevalka to come to America, people said, be very careful when you go to America. It's the treif in the Medina. It's the treif in the Medina. You're going to get ruined. You're going to get destroyed there. They're not going to be the same person. So I said to myself, you know something? I want to remember always where I grew up, Sevalka. That's a city with Talmidei Chachamim, a Jewish city, the way things are supposed to be. So I want to always remember Sevalka. So when in the morning somebody would go over to me and say, good morning, I'll say, good morning. Somebody say, good morning, Sevalka Rav. And I'll say, oh, Sevalka, that's where I should be. That's really the right place to be, not here in the Lower East Side. You know, wherever it is. I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember Sevalka because it made such a roshim on me. And I was thinking that the emes is that very much of who we are is where we grew up, is where we come from. That's our unique, that's, in other words, when we were made, when we were formed into people, we were really formed when we were kids. So if a person grew up in a certain city, I'm sure everybody has memories of where they grew up, you remember you're from that city. It's very interesting, lots of people, I meet them for the first time, they say, where are you from? They say, Muncie. They say, no, you're not from Muncie. Tell me, where are you from? So I said, Milwaukee. Oh, that's where you're from, you know? I can tell by the accent, but that's a different story, you know?
It's awesome.
What?
People are born in America, they open schools, they remember saying it, they call back to some small town,
right. Wherever
the schools.
Right, that's right. Okay. They'll go, you know, Anshei Chveis, wherever it is. Yeah.
Nowhere,
you know, Dej, I mean, my neighborhood, we have a place. You're right, we have Dej, we have a different Stiebel.
Yes, where it is.
There's a Belzer Stiebel, there's a Gerer Stiebel, right. Where's Belzer? I mean, yeah, 100% Satmar Stiebel, you know, all of this.
Pilesha.
Where I grew up in Milwaukee, there were three shuls, the Russisha Shul, the Pilesha Shul, and the Garisha Shul. You know, that was it, you know. That's where people came from. That was their unique, that's where they were from. So when the Bacher came from a certain place and gave you, he right away, in a minute, you knew a little bit about him. Like, without saying anything further, you already had an idea who he was, because that's the unique. So therefore, Tishbi meant, Tishbi, that Eliyahu Navi, he grew up in Tishbi. It's very interesting. Throughout Tanakh, sometimes you find the mother's name, and sometimes you don't find the mother's name. Why is that? The Mefarshim explained. When the mother made a substantial influence into that person, that he is who he was, you mention the mother's name. Otherwise, you go by the way the names were, and last names were by the father. But if the mother made a substantial input into that, and who he is because of her, then the mother's name is mentioned
this
as well.
This is in the Gemara,
you mean in the Gemara? Mm-hmm.
I've
seen a Mefarshim that they explain why sometimes you find it and sometimes you don't find it. So he says, so therefore, that's why we talk about Eliyahu Tishbi, because Eliyahu Tishbi was very much from there. So he says, just Agav, he mentions also, he says that the Chazan Brisk, he says, once told the Brisker Rav, he says, it says, called Semach Ish Semach Shemai. It says in Zechariah that Lasid Lavo, there's going to be called Semach, and Semach is David HaMelech. And the Chazan was a very good Chazan, and he said, Yemetz Hashem, I hope that I will be up there with, you know, singing with David HaMelech. So he said that the Brisker Rav wasn't happy to it. He says, Kesha David HaMelech Yavo, Tivrich Mipon of Merchak Shalosh Parsos. When you're going to feel the Kiddush of David HaMelech, you're not going to be able to get near him. So they once asked the Vilna Gaon, they asked him, what would happen if you opened the door and one of the Tanayim walked in? He says, we'd all get burnt up. He says, we shouldn't take it so lightly, the greatness of the previous generations. He said, he mentions from the Panav Zhirub told Rabbi Galinsky, he says, I never regretted anything I said in my life except one thing I said to the Chafetz Chaim that I've regretted to this day. He says, the Chafetz Chaim once turned to him and said, the Chafetz Chaim was a Kayan. And the Panav Zhirub was a Kayan. Well, Rav was a Kayan. So he says, you should know when the Mashiach comes, you know, Beis HaMikdash is going to come back into action. And we're Kohanim. He says, do you know what to do? So he was, you know, he was cute. So he says, you know, I'll stand next to the Chafetz Chaim, stand next to the Rebbe. Whatever you do, I'll do. So he says, I regret it. He says, because who says I'll be at the Schlosser Stein? He's standing next to the Club of Stein. He says, I'll be a million miles away from the Club of Stein. I won't get next to the Club of Stein. So he says, Anemi Asmi Echanisikach. How can I answer like that? He says, what kind of nazis? So we see this important insight. We see that a person really is very much who they're close to. And we see a person can that where he came from, and that's who he is. So I think it's something that behooves us all to look back and see the people who influenced us when we were younger. It says, Girsa de Yankas Loba Meher Yishakach. It says, when a person learns, Girsa de Yankas means the learning a person does when he's young, he doesn't forget. It doesn't forget. You remember, especially as you get older, you remember things like from 50 years ago, you remember things from a year ago. Yeah. You remember it because that's what made it right. That's what formed you. That's who you are. So we should, it's not just in learning, but it's in everything that we do. What? I'm sorry?
No, you said a few minutes ago, we can't remember.
You're right. But we remember. So you remember when we were kids, what happened? Right. That should continue to influence. That should make the difference. So when they say, where are you from? So you have to remember, and that's what it says. A person goes in front of the Rebbein Shem and says, there are three things you have to remember. Where are you from and where you're going to. And one of the things we should remember, where we're from, and we're from heiliger places, come from parents, we're mice and nefesh, we come from parents who are good people, grandparents are good people, great-grandparents. We have to remember where we came from. And if you remember where we came from, then Hashem, we will know where we're going as well. So a little bit, I didn't say the third thing, I have another thing, but we'll leave it for next week. Amen, Hashem. Thank you all again for coming.
I came from Babylon. Babylon. One of your funny stories.